Lago Dehi, a humid wooded wilderness in the foothills of the mighty Caucasus Mountains in eastern Georgia. One of the world's biodiversity hotspots, these thick virgin forests and alpine meadows are home to threatened animal species such as the chamois goat antelope, the red deer, and the East Caucasian tour. But the calm of the forest is deceptive. In this serene natural haven, a war is being waged. I'm hitching a ride with Gheorghe Sulamanidze, who is the director of Lago Dehi National Park in eastern Georgia. Gheorghe's work brings him into direct conflict with local poachers, who are out to hunt red deer, tur and brown bear. As the park's director, Gheorghe spends much of his time monitoring the park from behind the wheel of his pickup truck. But one morning in late March, Gheorghe made a worrying discovery.
I noticed a strange noise coming from the back while I was driving. So I stopped the car, had a look in the back, and discovered a hand grenade. Someone had written on it with something sharp, warning, go away.
This is not the first time poachers have threatened staff in Georgia's protected areas. 2 years ago, in another of Georgia's national parks, a ranger was shot dead while chasing suspected poachers. Levan Tabuninze is director of Burjomi Haragauli National Park, where the shooting happened.
Two rangers, one chief ranger and a ranger, were patrolling on the park area.
When they discovered tracks left by horses, the ranger suspected that the horses belonged to poachers. They decided to split and to chase them.
This chief ranger, Mera Barewadze, who was killed, chased them alone. And so he just did shortcuts and then just appeared in front of them.
What happened next isn't entirely clear. Levan says the poachers turned on the head ranger and shots were fired.
He was killed. He was killed by poachers.
Levan shows me around one of his ranger stations. He tells me the poachers mostly hunt animals for sport rather than for food. Georgia has a strong tradition of hospitality, and taking guests hunting is seen as a great honor in many rural parts of the country. According to Georgian government figures, recorded poaching incidents in Georgia's protected areas have risen by 50% since 2011. However, it's not clear whether these figures show an increase in poaching activity or an increase in cases being reported. Over the past decade, international donors have been working hard to help the Georgian government to preserve the country's unique biodiversity. In 2014 alone, donors, including the Worldwide Fund for Nature and the United Nations Development Programme, invested some 8 million lari, almost 3.7 million euros, into developing Georgia's protected areas as part of their commitment to protecting rare species from poachers. Apart from the vehicles and binoculars given to the rangers, donors have also invested heavily in other technologies. Back in the thick forests of Lago Dehi, one of the park rangers shows off their new camera trap. The ranger straps it to a tree about a meter off the ground and covers it with some moss. The idea is that when an object moves in front of the camera, a motion sensor triggers the camera, which sends live footage back to the ranger's base. While the cameras have helped provide crucial evidence to bring poachers to court, some donor groups worry the Georgian government is not taking the matter seriously. The Worldwide Fund for Nature's conservation director, Nuksara Zazanashvili, says, despite donor efforts, the war on poaching is not being won.
In Georgia, we see again some increasing of poaching level. This is very, very hard sign for us because we invested, not only financially, but also, technically, a lot in protectors of Georgia. This new government generally is doing better, poaching is increasing.
Rangers in the protected areas complain that, when it comes to poaching, law enforcement is not strict enough. The current legislation gives judges the right to confiscate a poacher's weapon, but rangers say that this penalty is rarely applied. A few months ago, donors sent a joint letter to the Georgian Environment Ministry expressing their concerns. But Georgia's then-Environment Minister, Elgo Djakhokreshvili, denied that there is a serious problem with poaching in Georgia.
I don't see that there is sense in talking about a systematic problem. In terms of the capacities of the protected areas administrations, in the last few years they've been improving step by step, and maximum investment is being made to strengthen the administrations. Of course, the resources we have are not sufficient, but I think it's over-exaggerated to suggest that there is a problem with illegal activity in the protected areas.
But regardless of the government's position on the issue, any increase in poaching could have a devastating impact on Georgia's emerging ecotourism sector, which is dependent on tourists visiting the protected areas. I met Natila Orujashvili in the kitchen of the guest house she runs in Lago Dehi, just a few hundred meters from the entrance to the national park.
It would really affect tourism if poachers are going into the forest and killing the wild animals there. Tourists really love animals. They go up to the lakes and they spot bucks and deer, and they come back astounded by what they've seen. If the animals were being killed, then the tourists wouldn't have the satisfaction of that experience.
Meanwhile, environmentalists are up in arms about the killing of a rare gazelle by poachers in another of Georgia's protected areas. So far, no suspects have been detained. Now, after a cabinet reshuffle which has brought in the third environment minister in 3 years, the Georgian government will have to work hard to convince international donors that they are a reliable partner in Georgia's war on poaching. Joseph Alexander Smith, DW, Lago Dehi National Park, Georgia.